word will give you wisdom for tomorrow. Today, His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word as we continue our study in the powerful presence of God. We've been particularly looking at Psalm 139. We're going to be looking at it again today. I want to invite you to go find a Bible and join us as we consider God's Word today. While you're doing that, I want to remind you about our website at considerhisword.org. A lot of things you'll find there. Certainly, you'll find the programs. You can hear all of the programs in the series if you'd like. You can also find a link there to a number of resources, a little bit about us if you'd like to know more about our ministry here at the Big Cypress Indian Reservation. But you can also contact us from there. We've been inviting people to write to us. We're giving away these little prayer journals. They'll fit right in your pocket on your purse, about the size of a 3x5 card, not quite exactly, but along the idea, that idea. And so you can get these for free. You just simply contact us in some way. There's a couple of ways you can do that. One, you can just go to the website, again, considerhisword.org. Contact us from there. Tell us where you're hearing the broadcast today, and just send us an address, and we'll get these out to you. There's no obligation. I'm not going to send you a whole bunch of email. I'm not signing you up to some kind of a newsletter. Anything like that. So don't be afraid to write to us from the website. And secondly, you can just email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. And again, I'm not going to send you a bunch of garbage and things you don't want to get. I just want to hear from you. Just send us again your address and where you're hearing the broadcast today, and we'll get these little prayer journals out to you just as quick as we can. Now, many people just simply write to us. We've received many letters and cards and different ways of communication, but you can just simply write to us. Our address is Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give you that address one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Write to us. We're looking forward to hearing from you. Psalm 139, what a great psalm this is. Now, I'm sure David, as he penned this psalm, was thinking about how much God had helped him over the years when he was a shepherd boy out watching the sheep. And he would say things like, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." When he was running from King Saul, and many times God protected him and put his hand upon them. And as he's thinking about all of these things, I'm sure he begins to just marvel at the powerful presence of God. In fact, at one point he says, these things are just so much. He said, they're overwhelming. He said, I cannot attain into it. It's beyond my comprehension, the powerful presence of God. In God's presence, He knows us. You know, God is all-knowing. He's omniscient. He's all-knowing. He's omnipotent. He's all-powerful. And He's omnipresent. He is present everywhere. There is nowhere you can go. You can get in an airplane. You can go into outer space, and you would find God there. You can go out into the deepest ocean, and God will be there. No matter where you are, the Lord will be there with you. So we've been talking about the powerful presence of God. Last week, we talked about how God knows you. I want to read the psalm again, a beautiful psalm of God's presence. I want to read the first 12 verses of Psalm 139. If you have a Bible, I'd invite you to join with me as we read the scripture together. Psalm 139, the psalmist said, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts far off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, and I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend up unto heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about thee. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the noonday. The darkness and the light are both alike unto thee. Where can I go to get away from your presence? We talked about in the first part of this chapter where you said, O Lord, thou hast searched me and know me, that God knows you. But I want you to notice this also in verse 2. He said, thou understandest my thought afar off. God knows your thoughts. Imagine, he knows what you're thinking about. He knows what's on your mind. And sometimes when you maybe daydream or perhaps are trying to envision what your life will be like, God knows all of those thoughts. The Bible says he understands those thoughts. You see, he knows your hearts and he knows the things that you think about. You realize God knows about the things that you dream about. He says he knows my thoughts afar off. Sometimes we get carried away in our thoughts. And God knows what you're dreaming about, and God knows what you're thinking about. God knows how you're trying to perhaps lay down some plans, and you'd better be careful that those plans are according to his will. Men are great at trying to cast a vision of figuring out where their life is going to be like and what they're going to be doing and what they want to do. Making all kinds of plans. You know, he knows your aspirations. These are the things that you would like to do. Things that you wish you could accomplish someday. Perhaps it's a big project, maybe like writing a book or perhaps starting a business or maybe even in the sense of starting a church or holding some kind of an evangelistic campaign. Maybe it's about being a full-time singer and singing professionally. You know, I have some plans. I have a piece of property here not too far away from me. It's about 5 acres, and sometimes I sit down and think about it. The other day I was thinking about it, and I planned this whole 5 acres out. I mean, just about every square foot. Because I would like to see one day this property be turned into some kind of a retreat center, a place where pastors and missionaries could go, or it could be a small youth camp. I'm not thinking of anything big, but boy, when I was thinking about it, I planned out the main building and I planned out the places, the smaller cabins where people could stay. I imagined pastors bringing their staff there from larger churches and having retreats and great spiritual things there. Now, I don't know if it will ever happen. God's going to have to provide a lot of funds to make it happen. This property is just barren. I mean, there's nothing there now. And if God wants it, God will provide for it. We make those kind of plans. But you see, God knows all about those things. And one of these days, God may provide for all of those things. I don't know. That would be a great thing. But you see, God knows about all of those things. He knows what you're thinking. You know, have you ever heard someone speak about being alone with your thoughts? Sometimes we're alone with our thoughts and God's not included in it. And we kind of make all of these provisions and plans and things. But listen, God knows. And he knows what your desires are. He knows what your goals are. And I would ask this question, are they aligned with God's will? Are these things that God wants? Or are they just things that you're thinking about? You realize that sometimes the things that we want may not be right for us, might not be good for us. And God knows. You know, in Psalm 94:11, this Bible says, the Lord knows the thoughts of man, that they're vanity. Sometimes our thoughts don't mean anything at all. We would like for them to, and we'd like to make those plans. You know, the Bible speaks about Jesus knowing the thoughts of the people around him. Now, one time when Jesus was preaching, even in his hometown, and the people began to gather around him, and they even had plans to attack him. And the Bible says that Jesus did not commit himself to them because he knew what was in them. He knew their thoughts, and he knew what their plans were for him. And miraculously, the Bible says he just walked away from it all. The Bible says that God knows your thoughts, and he has great plans for you. You see, our challenge is to align our thoughts with God's thoughts. Now, how do we do that? We do that by being in the Word of God and allowing God to speak to us in his Word so that we begin to think the thoughts that God wants us to think. And I'll tell you what, in our sin, man can come up with some horrible, terrible, awful things in his mind. They don't escape God. You can't make those plans without God knowing about it and have those thoughts without God knowing about it. He knows what's in you, and he knows what you're thinking about. And he knows the plans that you're trying to lay down, and if it's not his will, there's a good chance it's not going to happen. Sometimes God lets us go and pursue those things, and we end up just kind of hanging ourselves and end up having to come back to God and get it all straightened out. Oh, if our thoughts were just aligned with God's thoughts. And I think that we can do that if we just pursue him and seek him and what his will is. You know, the Bible says that we can ask God for wisdom. When we don't know what to do, we can ask God for wisdom, and he'll give us wisdom so that we'll know what to do. We're sitting here so confused, and God knows that confusion. And we don't know which way to go or how to act or how to respond to a situation. Listen, God knows all about that. So it's at that point you've got to go ahead and bring it to him and say, Lord, help me. Lord, give me direction. Give me understanding in your word. And Lord, help me know what your will is. Here, the psalmist said, Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. He said, you know my downsending and my uprising. You understand my thoughts afar off. And God knows the things that you're thinking about. Just align them to his will. Seek God's will and what he wants. And start thinking along those lines. Sometimes we may have thoughts that we need to confess and make them right with God. Let God purify your heart and purify your mind through the Lord Jesus Christ. Our time is gone. God bless you.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.